This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
In a way, the news of the day today is a little bit about culture, right? The Brits and the EU, the prospect of banning a religious group from this country. We're going to turn back now to our series on shareholder value and the culture of Wall Street and what happened there that made profits the be-all and end-all. Karen Ho is an associate professor of anthropology at the University of Minnesota. She has spent years studying Wall Street, even worked there for a while herself. So the logical first question was, what's it like on the inside?
It's really a huge industry with multiple institutions, actors, networks, right, from private equity firms to Wall Street investment bankers to hedge funds. And they undergo a intense socialization process whereby they're sort of cultivated and they come to understand themselves as the smartest guys in the room. Hmm. So the larger institutional culture in which they're embedded, on the one hand, they constantly recite the mantra of shareholder value. On the other hand, they're socialized into the context where they experience sort of a constant expiration date to their own jobs. The sort of, I'll be gone, you'll be gone, YBG, IBG.
Really? They have it acronymized?
It is acronymized. Wow. And then the third layer is that they're paid mainly on their bonus compensation. They're paid mainly on the number of deals they're able to push through, the number of deals they're able to execute, and not on the quality of their deals. So if you're compensated based on the quantity of deals, and you're not going to be at your job for very long,
yeah,
and you understand yourself to be the smartest guy in the room and legitimated as a global advisor, it's not surprisingly that your strategy is to ride the wave as long as you can, and in a sense, to not have a long-term outlook.
One would have thought that if anything was going to cure Wall Street and the financial system in this country of short-termism, as you describe, it would have been the financial crisis of 2008. And yet, I'm not sure we're seeing that.
Major Wall Street's financial institutions recognized that precisely because average Americans were the ones holding pension funds and retirement accounts and mutual funds and money market accounts, that kind of global interconnection helped to shape their bailout, helped to demand their bailout. Hmm. And so what I would argue is that the bailout also bailed out these problematic cultural practices.
Is there a way that the short-termism of the shareholder value mantra that exists today, is there a way that that changes?
There are bigger steps and smaller steps that one can take. And one is certainly to really sort of rechange the policy landscape so that Wall Street financiers and investors are actually measured by what happens 5 to 7 years from now, as opposed to yearly or quarterly bonuses. So that's, in a sense, something that I think many sides can come to the table on.
Karen Ho is a professor of anthropology at the University of Minnesota. Karen, thanks very much.
Thanks so much, Kai.